Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Let's Talk Jets Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Jets Radio. This is one of your hosts, Tyson Roush. Free agency has started. Lots of chaos. A slow start, some overreactions, a fast ending yesterday, a signing today. We're at Talk Jets Radio, Instagram and Twitter. Let's Talk Jets Radio on YouTube. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody that's watching our videos and joining our live streams. We definitely appreciate it. Let me bring in Mr. Hollywood. Hi, Ron, my friend. How are you?
I am doing great, man. What's up, Tyson, a.k.a. Money Man, a.k.a. Free Agency, a.k.a. Joe D. the GOAT, baby. Let's go, man.
So, Tyrone, there's a lot to digest here because, what I try to do is I try to keep it real. I try to keep it honest. And yesterday, Free Agency started with a lot of anticipation, a lot of hoopla, and about 3 hours in, the fans wanted Joe Douglas fired, same old Jets, we suck, can't believe this, what a complete nightmare. And my question to you is this. We'll start with the whole fact that Thuney went to the Chiefs, Lindsley didn't sign here. Are you surprised how it all played out, and are you panicking, or are you currently worried about the offensive line?
I'm going to say this right here. I the first 3 hours I was kind of like, bro, I was getting kind of nervous. And I was like, damn, what is Joe doing? And then, you know, I see Lindsey sign, and I see Thuney goes to Kansas City, and I'm like, fuck. I'm just really, really, and like, I'm panicking. I guess I'm panicking. I'm just frustrated because I was like, okay, then boom, then I see Lawson sign, and I'm cool with that. Like I said, man, I think that, you know, we didn't even make a call to Lindsey. And I think Thuney, I think he just wanted to go to a winning franchise. Like I said, man, you know, We're a team, you know, that we're building the, you know, we're building up. You know what I'm saying? We think we're on the rise, but a lot of players see us as not being ready or being dysfunctional or just not being a team that has all the pieces together. You know what I'm saying? If you have a choice between Kansas City and the Jets, you're going to choose Kansas City every time at this time and moment. So, you know, I can't blame him for that. He got a good contract. He didn't take less money. He got we're basically a 2-year deal that's going to pay him $28 million. It's $14 million a year. So plus he has a chance to play for a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So I understood that, and I think a lot of fans were getting mad that, you know, Jody didn't throw the bag at him. But I understand Jody. You know, they probably want to pay him $16 million a year, $2 million extra just to come here. And this was going to be so, but I think that the moves he is making, I think it's going to be beneficial for us. I mean,
we'll just stay with the offensive line for now. And to me, honestly, and I said it for the last couple of weeks, I didn't think Thuney was coming here, dude. I thought there'd be a bidding war for him. I think that you know, the Jets had a line in the sand that we're going to draw and be like, you know what, we're not going to offer any more than this because we don't want to pay a guy $19 or $20 million for a guard. We're not one player away, and it's not smart for us. Especially when you're competing against teams that you know that you can't compete with. And what I say is, you nailed it on the head, dude. If the money is equal or somewhat comparable, do you want to play for the Jets or Chiefs? I want to play for the Chiefs. You know, and you know, it's just like we talk about the Jets tax, we laugh about it many times, but it shit is true. And my point was, and I'm not saying that I was right, but, you know, when you're going to try to sell Mahomes, are you going to try to sell Justin Herbert, or are you selling Sam Darnold or a rookie quarterback or an unknown? The unknown and the lack of winning and the whole phase of rebuilding that we're in, it sets you back a little bit. So at some point, you know, Thuney could have said, listen, I want $20 million a year, and, you know, just like, we ain't doing that. So I wasn't surprised by him. Where I'm a little bit surprised is at the center position, where the Jets didn't even call Lindsley, according to a lot of reports, Connor Hughes, Rich Samini. They didn't call him because they currently – have faith in Connor McGovern. Now, is that really true, or do they, you know, the guy? But here's where we got to be consistent, because we blamed Adam Gase for destroying Sam Darnold, for destroying all these players, we could actually also blame him for how bad the offensive line played as well. So can we do that and say, you know, Connor McGovern was a Joe Douglas guy. He signed him. He believed in him. And Joe Douglas is supposed to be an offensive line guy. So now he's kind of doubling down. Like, listen, you know, this is the kind of guy, Mike LaFleur likes him. But there's also a couple guys available now, like the guy from the Raiders.
Yes, sir.
You know, the guy from the Patriots.
Rodney Hudson.
Yeah. So the story for the Jets initially, the story for Jets with Corey Linsley was, listen, we don't want, you know, you can be a high-paid center. We really weren't interested. But now it's going to be tested, dude, because – I understand they don't want to move McGovern to guard, but you have a Pro Bowl center staring you in the face.
Bro, listen, and I'm going to say this, and I was going to touch on this, man. Listen, when you talk about Rodney Hudson and Linsley, you're talking about Linsley and McGovern. That's the difference. So if Joe D really wants to upgrade his line, and, you know, we know most of the problems, well, I'm going to say not most of them, majority of the problems last year really came from the inside of our line right there. That's why everybody was so big on Thune. But if you get a guy like Rodney Hudson, I don't care, you know what I'm saying, like, nah, you know, he made, what, $10 million in Oakland. You give him $10 million, why not? You can move McGovern over. You know what I'm saying? You also have a backup center. You have a Pro Bowler coming in that can set the tone. That's how you fix your line. You know, and trying to bargain basement shop, this is not going to get it done. Now, don't get me wrong. It's been a lot of good guards cut in the last couple of days. So it's going to be some more players to come available. But when you have a guy like Hudson on the market, bro, you got to make a push for that. I can understand the Linsley part. I think we were more enamored with him because he was a top center that was available. You had one of the best in the league available right now with no home, bruh, and he's pissed off. So why not? You know what I'm saying? You got to really make an honest push with that, because that is definitely an upgrade over McGovern. And, you know, like I said, McGovern and the two guard spots were our weakest points last year. That was the majority of the line problem and consistency. So I definitely think that we need to make that, you know, a phone call. Definitely have to.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I understand their take with Linsley to, like, you know, they figured the market was going to be too high and they couldn't. And let's be honest, it's hard to compete with the Chargers because, you know what, do you want to play for Justin Herbert or do you want to play with Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson or whoever else? I'm in that boat, dude, where I think at some point the Jets say, listen, we can't compete with the teams that we're going against because, yes, we can maybe offer more money, but they're offering a better opportunity. And that opportunity is a hotshot quarterback and a chance to win much sooner than us. So that's the challenge. And we talked about that, Tyron. Like, this isn't like we're not breaking any news here. We've been very honest the whole fucking time about this. Like, people are like, oh, you're so full of shit. No, we've been saying this. And people say we're being negative. It's not an indictment on Sam Darnold. It's an indictment on the state of the organization. So you got to do the best you can with what you have and where you're at. That's just the way it is. So
I mean,
I'm not, like I said,
it's the truth.
Yeah, like, I'm not surprised about Thune. I'm a little bit surprised about Linsley that they didn't call him, but I think they recognized the market was going to be there. They couldn't compete with it. But now you have two guys still out there, and I'm curious if the Jets are going to double down and say, you know what, we're still comfortable with McGovern at center. And furthermore, if you get through free agency, then it's like, all right, you know, you get to the draft, there's some big time, you know, you have Creed Humphrey, all the other guys in the draft. Do they handle it there? So I'm right now, as we speak on March 16th, I'm not panicked. I wasn't panicked yesterday because it's the second day of free agency, dude. And I know me and Primetime had a big blowout last night. We argued for a good half hour about it. And I'm just like, listen, we gotta be rational, dude. Like, we gotta understand that you're not gonna rebuild your team in two fucking days. There's gonna be you're still in the first stage of free agency. Then you have a second wave. Then you have so much. Then you have possible all these rumored trades going on right now. There's so much shit going on that for me, the Jets fan, I'm letting the dust settle first before I start, you know, firing brimstone, want people fired and fuck the Jets and fuck Joe Douglas and Woody Johnson sucks. Dude, we got to, like, I understand people hate to say trust the process. It's been 2 days, man. We got to let the dust settle. We got to give it a month or so.
I'm going to tell you something that you said, man. You tweeted out yesterday that was probably really one of the honest things in the world. You were like, look, man, you just got to sit back and relax. You know what I'm saying? I think everyone gets to, you know, every team that wins in free agency doesn't win. Like, all I've heard all day long is the Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. I'm telling you, bro, we've been that team that went out and bought all these players. It didn't amount to shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not in a rush, but, you know, the teams who normally get players in a second wave in a year where so many players are getting cut, this second wave is going to be a really good wave and a really good wave to improve your roster. I don't think that, you know, we're not a player or two away from competing for anything. So I think that what Joe Douglas wants to do is he wants to make, you know, get some quality players in that he can for the right price. But also, I think he's going to be very, very active on the second wave. Why? Because we have the most fucking money, you know what I'm saying, to be able to get good players in. Why overspend on the players that you don't know what they're going to do? You know what I'm saying? You don't know how they're going to produce. You know, like right now, the receiver market is probably at a standstill. So you're going to be, you can really get a good receiver right now for pretty much a steal. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited about what the future brings. I'm not overly excited for anything. I'm just kind of waiting to see. I mean, I'm refreshing my Twitter, you know what I'm saying, every 15
fucking
minutes.
Yeah, but if you go step by step, so we talked about the offensive line, which is a huge priority. It remains a priority. I mean, I would still make some moves that there's guys out there. Like, we talked about them already. But then you go, okay, what were the Jets' biggest needs going through the offseason? Okay, so you're obviously not going to address every one of them in free agency, but you have to address some, and you got to make some power moves. So for 6 hours yesterday, half of Jets Nation wanted to burn down the state and hate everybody, and then lo and behold, two big-time moves, and I got to be honest, I like both of them. And this isn't being a homer.
Yes, sir.
There's a reason why it makes sense. The contracts make sense, the age makes sense, and they're both players on the rise. So we'll start with Corey Davis, dude. The wide receiver, dude, 6'3", 210, is a beast. He's physical in the run game, which is good. The Jets want to get back to running the ball. He's an athlete, and he's good in space, dude. He fits the mold of what you want for your West Coast offense. So I think it's a solid sign. You didn't break the bank for him. And listen, you know, you're not paying him $20 million a year. You're not paying him like a number one receiver. You're paying him as a solid role player, a legitimate contributor for your offense, which you desperately goddamn need.
Absolutely. You have to improve this team overall. And I understand everyone wants to go out and sign all these names, but you know, at the end of the day, because I was the same way, and I was kind of that way. I was gearing myself to fall for that trap yesterday too, and I had to realize that. Look, you know, saying we have a lot
alone,
of work
dude.
To do. You know what I'm saying? But nah.
My Twitter account was a mess, dude. I was getting attacked from every angle yesterday.
Bro, I was watching Fire and Brimstone yesterday, man. When I saw F. Joe D. tweets, bro, and Fire Joe D., bro, and what the fuck is he doing, bro? And
same
I'm waiting. And then today I was like, yo, everyone was like, well, you know, Jody don't get started till 7 o'clock. I was like, oh, shit, here we go, man. Like, yo, listen, just chill, man. It's a lot of free agency to go. And I'm telling you, man, it's so many good players out there. We're going to be okay. But the line is starting to bother me a little bit because I don't want to keep waiting to solidify our line. I mean, I understand that the draft is coming up as well. But I really want to make sure that we get some quality players. You know what I'm saying, at the line. Then, like, you know, it's like it's crazy to me because, like I said, we have a lot of money. And I think Joe Dees is being methodical. I think that he's not being nervous. He's not jumping the gun. I mean, look, the Patriots spent $133 million guaranteed, bro, in a day.
Yeah, but just staying, like, right now the wide receiver position, we went in there, Crowder is still kind of up in the air. And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be blatantly honest. I think the wide receiver market now is stagnant. Everybody's kind of sitting around like, who's going to do what? Will guys take one-year deals? Dude, I have no problem giving Curtis Samuel a one-year deal, get him in the building, and let Crowder go, and upgrade the slot position because guess what? He's 3 years younger. He's 3 years younger. He's a little more explosive, and Crowder's not going to be here next year anyway. So you know what? I bring in the guy, and hopefully you like what you see, and you can re-sign him next year, and you move on. Like, would you consider him or Juju on a one-year deal, maybe a two-year deal, since the market's kind of stagnant?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a Juju kind of guy. Samuel, definitely whatever it would take to get him in the building. I think if you get him in the building, you can release Crowder. And actually, man, I would try to get him on a two-year deal. I just think the kid is extremely talented. He's a yak monster, you know what I'm saying? In the open field, he's fucking dangerous. So, you know, and don't get me wrong, I like Crowder as well. But like I said, this guy has more of an upside. Plus, it's going to be way cheaper. So I think you get him in the building, you go ahead and let Crowder move on. I mean, I think that the theme of this offseason is to get younger. You know what I'm saying? I think it's what we're really about. Yep. Is you're going to have a young nucleus that's going to grow together. So I don't think you sign anybody for a one-year deal, but I would sign him. I'm not big on Juju, man. I'm just not. I like his talent. I just think his overall attitude is just not what they're looking for. I mean, but for the right deal, listen, man, you know, so I'll take Galladay for the right deal because, I mean, these guys, like, I expect
the is Galladay a fit, though? Because you already, Corey Davis is already outside. You have Mims on the outside. Is Galladay even a fit for us? For the
yeah,
price he wants?
You know, listen, you could throw Mims or Davis on the slot, bro, and they will fucking kill, bro. It's like having, you know, to me, you know, say Davis reminds me of Inouye. You know, say he's that kind of big physical type receiver that can, you know what I'm saying? So you could switch it up, bro, and really have a, you know, really kind of have that, you know what I'm saying, them dominant physical receivers, you know what I'm saying, or even move Mims inside. I mean, however they want to do it. I'm just saying it could be done. But I definitely agree with you on Samuels, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just looking at a guy like Galladay might sign a one-year deal, bro. Like, you know, he was right now he's the top free agent receiver out there, Juju. Everyone thought Juju would be signed by now. But like I said, the market is drying up because they're not getting what they want. And then you watch the subpar guys get these big contracts. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of liking it, bro. I'm really liking, like, how this is working out for us in our favor, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. So you look at there's still some options there. You're still some options, you know, at the tight end position, believe it or not. But the big move, and this one, I am so happy about this. For the first time, Tyrone, in probably 20 years.
Yes, sir. 20 years. 20,
right?
25, 30. Abraham, bro. You're going to say no more, bro. Like, when I saw that move, Tyson, bro, I immediately, bro, I just had this big-ass Kool-Aid smile on my face, like, thank you, about time. And I'm not even being funny, bro. I don't know if I'm being selfish, bro, but I'm like, Joe D, go find me another one. Put another book in on our side, bro. Let's get it. I mean, there's still some good players out there, but to get that, you know, this guy is truly been, you know what I'm saying, a beast right now. And, you know, and people are like, well, he only had five sacks. But he had 32 QB hits, bro. And what that does for Kowski and for Quinnen, bro, like, you put another book in on the end, bro. For the first time, bro, like, we're going to have some real pass rushes. We're going to have a real pass rush. And
legitimate. Guy, you know what you have? You have a guy now the opposing offense actually has to worry about. And you nail the head, dude. You have a guy on the outside that can create chaos. He can come up the middle. He can free up Quinnen Williams, who's already disrupted to begin with. I mean, the options it gives Salah is just wild, dude. Like, I don't – some people are like, oh, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. Like, what are you watching? Like, I don't watch a lot of Bengals shit, but I watch it up to realize that Carl Lawson is, like, damn good player, man. He's explosive.
Yes,
he's physical. He loves football. He missed the mold of what you want as a Jets player. Hungry, loves the game of football, physical, athletic, explosive, all of it. And we haven't had that shit in decades. So, slam dunk signing. I don't give a shit if it's a two-year deal, three-year deal. You have him in the building. It's awesome.
And Tyson, the contract was reasonable, man. He didn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I said, I'm being honest with you, man. Jody got one of the top five pass rushers in free agency, and he didn't overpay. Everyone else kind of overpaid. He didn't overpay. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you got a young guy in the building. You got Q. You got Folt, man. Yo, listen, it's about to be a real problem with that defensive line. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, then you got Mosley coming back, bro. Like I said, man, having a pass rusher in the building is something I'm looking forward to. It's something that we haven't seen or haven't even phantomed in years. It's like when we drafted, you know what I'm saying, big man, big ticket last year, bro. You know how nice it was just to draft the fucking tackle, bro. You know how happy the fan base was. You know how happy the fan base gonna be when a pass rusher, bro. Crazy. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, dude. Awesome, great signing. So the signing that raised some eyes, and you know, obviously you can't go, you know, you can't make everybody happy all the time. Is the Jets' first signing, where everybody's waiting for these big names and everything else, and they don't get it, dude. they signed Jared Davis from the Lions, and the first thing everybody says is first-round bust. The guy sucks. The Lions didn't want him anymore. He didn't play a lot last year. He had all these – and I'm like, you know what? Listen, it's at some point right now, I'm going to have a little blind faith in Rob Saleh, a defensive coach who does a lot with smoke and mirrors, and the guy's athletic. He can fly around. People say he sucks in coverage. I mean, I don't watch the Lions, so honestly, I'm not going to give you any hot takes about him because I don't know shit about him. And I'm not going to sit here and watch Lions games to figure it out. So I'm going to trust Saleh on this one, dude. Like, all right, listen, the guy can run. You know, he had talent at some point. Maybe they can maximize. Maybe just it was a wrong fit in Detroit. It's a better fit here. But for $5.5 million, I'm worth to give it a try, dude. I'm fine with it.
Yo, $2 million signing bonus, $3.5 million contract. Who is mad with that, bro? Listen, you adding a guy like C.J. Mosley coming back in the fold. You're having a new system that really is going to help the guys out in coverage and also be able to go sideline to sideline. And that's what they want to do. They want to get faster at linebacker, and that's what they just did. I understand the guy is a top-tier guy, but his upside is way more. The guy was a first-round pick, man. So at the end of the day, man, at one point he had talent. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes guys just got to get coached up, man. You know, like, you know, you're looking at Matt Patricia's offense, you know, I mean defense, you know what I'm saying? That New England shit doesn't work for everybody, man. It's not, everybody's not built for that kind of system, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, Sala definitely liked what he saw, and that's what he wanted. And Joe D agreed with it as well. Like I said, man, you know, I mean, I'm going to trust my head coach being a defensive-minded guy. To get
the kind of guy like the game of fucking, it's not like the game of a 10-year deal, dude. It's a 1-year deal. Like, that overreact over
exactly.
That. Like, come on, man.
Because they wanted a flashy name, man. You know, they wanted the name. And I was telling somebody this earlier. I was like, look, man, you know, you can't get enamored by these names, bro. Like I said, the one thing we watched what the Jets do for years and years and years is spend the most money in free agency, and we didn't get any better. You know what I'm saying? I think that the one thing that we did in our – when we had Brandon Marshall and Decker, you know what I'm saying? We spent a lot of money, but, you know, a lot of good trades. But, you know what I'm saying, what did he do? You know what I'm saying? We didn't make the playoffs and set us back 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So when you do stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? We're not in that position. That's why I like the moves that he's making. You know what I'm saying? Because he's getting building blocks to build with the young talent we have already. That's what people got to realize, man. You know, but the one situation we don't have secure, we have to work on. But at the same time, man, he's getting young guys in to mesh with what we got, man. Lawson and Q together on the same line, bro. That means somebody you can't double team. That means you're getting one-on-one, bro. Like, and you can imagine what, you know what I'm saying, Q one-on-one. Yeah, good luck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to benefit us. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to have the top-tier cornerbacks because, you know what I'm saying, you know, but that's something that I hope that we do next as well. But like I said, man, it's all pieces, man. And, you know, we have to realize we have so many years of bad GMs and bad drafts to where you got to do it this way. You have to build your foundation.
Well, it's only been 2 days.
You have to get depth.
I mean,
exactly.
it's March 16th. Do you know how much different this team is going to be in late August? I mean, there's so many moving pieces. So it's like you recognize what we have. We understand what all the holes are. And piece by piece, you try to put together. Like today they signed Justin Hardy. Right. Okay, listen, so everything. Oh, he didn't play any snaps on defense with the Saints, he played one. He's a phenomenal special teams player. And guess what? The Jets need special teams players. So you know what? It's a piece to your puzzle. Like shit
Bruh.
Like that. Like, I'm not getting mad about. Bruh. Like, you have to piece this together slowly but surely. It's a piece to the puzzle, man.
But listen, and then one thing about him, bro, that people don't understand, bro, he's actually number one, number two, special teamer in the league. You realize that two of the best special teamers play in the AFC right now. You know what I'm saying? Actually, in the AFC East, the guy in New England is this kid right here. Now, did I know who the kid was? Not at all. But when I started looking up, you know what I'm saying, stats on the kid and what the kid has done, you know what I'm saying? And then the one thing I love about the kid, yeah, he doesn't really cover and he got blew up when he got in the game. But the kid's a dog. Watch him. He's a gunner, bro. You know what kind of player you got to be a gunner, bro, and then get a three-year contract, bro?
Tenacious.
That means you give zero, bro. That means you give zero fucks when you run down the field, bro. You trying to hit and destroy anything moving, man. Just watch his highlights, bro. Like I said, man, you know what I'm saying? And you watch the same special teams. The one thing you would notice with their special teams, bro, they've never had a problem with issues like that, bro. So you got to have – it's not just – having talent in the building. You have to have talent overall in the building. We need talent on every aspect of this team. You got to fix every part of it. It's not just fixing one part and then losing something else. It doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? I guess that we get so enamored because I drink the Kool-Aid every fucking year, bro. When we have our preseasons or we start having our for the season start, Tyron, what our record going to be, I'm always going to say some bullshit because I believe in this team. I'm always going to have that hope that we turn this shit around. But now as I'm starting to get, you know, a little wise, I'm starting to look, It's okay. Be competitive. Build me a competitive monster, and I want to watch it grow. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. Right. We've watched this team struggle for so long. It's frustrating a little bit. You know, so everybody's like, spend money, Joe, spend money. Why? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're not – and the thing is, but like, and you nailed on this before. It's like you're not going to sign 22 Pro Bowlers. You're not going to sign 11 All-Pros. And, you know, what the Patriots are doing now is – in theory, well, not in theory, is historic. Yeah, no, it's mind blowing, but historically never works out. So, you know, you can't go big name chasing when you have, I mean, you can go big name chasing, but we have a lot of holes. So at some point, you're not going bargain basement shopping, but you're trying to maximize the value of your money, of your dollar. So right now, after 2 days, I have no problem with what's going on. I'm curious to see what we did in a lot of different positions, but dude, it's, there's some good signs. He made some big moves. I mean, you know, Lawson Davis. I mean, there's guy, and there's plenty of moves to do. But Tyrone, what we're gonna do now is I'm gonna let you talk to some callers because I got to screen like fucking 20 calls. So
okay,
I'm gonna give you like what? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, bro. Like, you know, I love you like fat kids love cake, and I want to make this known right now. What the Patriots are doing is showing how desperate they are and how good this division is about to get.
Well, you know,
that's,
you know what they're doing.
That's a desperate ass move.
You know
and Belichick don't
let's
make
call,
moves like that.
No,
keeping up with
honest,
the Joneses.
No. Let's keep it real here. The Patriots are doing is they're spending money because Bill Belichick is drafted like shit, and they have no goddamn depth. That's what they're doing.
They're making
up for a shitload of bad drafts. Is what they're doing.
But they don't. But they will never. You will never hear no one else admit that. On any NFL channel, like I said, he's the GOAT. But
you can't dispute his track record, all the winning they've done, the way they're spending money now, and they're filling all these holes. You know why they're filling holes too? Because they haven't drafted well. They're trying to buy a championship, and they're not being criticized because this is a legendary, all-time great coach. Historically, this plan that he's doing right now usually doesn't work, dude.
True indeed.
So I'm going to give you. Mike in Jersey City, and then I got to go screen all these calls. So you have some fun. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up,
man? Mike? Yeah, how you feeling, man? Free agency, baby. Yo, how you feeling what happened so far, man? What's going on with it?
I'm being patient, but I think, like, my theory before we went into free agency is starting to kind of evolve, if you will. You see, I just always had a hunch that Joe Douglas was going to build our offensive line via the draft. And if it's any indication of that being true, it already happened because we did not get, you know, Joe Tunney, or we did not get Lindsley. And so it's just like, and I want Rodney Hudson. Do I think we're going to get him? No. I think what's going to happen. And I think it's just very tall telling. Now, granted, I was just on Twitter a few moments ago, and I did see Benjamin Albright retweet something saying that, you know, there are rumors saying Denver wants to send us Tim Patrick in a second for Darnold. Now, be that as it may, I just think it's very telling that we went into free agency with Darnold still on the team because – you know, as we've seen from Twitter and I've seen from some other takes, like, yeah, you know what? I think in the bigger picture, in the grand scheme of things, it would have looked better as a organization for, you know, free agents to kind of see, okay, what are we trying to do with our quarterback position? Like, are we trying to keep Darnold? Are we not trying to keep him? Are we going to draft a QB? Are we really serious about Watson, right? So let's just hypothetically say, like, okay, we don't get Hudson, Rodney Hudson. We go this free agency without getting off any offensive lineman. So now that almost tells you that there's just no possible way for us to now be giving like even maybe two ones for Deshaun Watson, right? Because it's like, how is he
hold
going
on, bro,
to...
Hold on, bro.
What?
Listen, number one, man, you know what I'm saying? Thuny chose Kansas City over us. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Joe Douglas offered him whatever he really wanted. I mean, that's the choice that he made. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're going to choose a championship team or a rebuilding team. Also, I think that if the right player comes along, a free agency that can come in and really, you know what I'm saying, upgrade, you know what I'm saying, I think he definitely would take that. I don't think he's going to try to build in the draft. I think also with the thing with Sam, everyone keeps saying about we should have traded Sam already. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they're not going to trade Sam, then why would they trade Sam? You feel me? I think that they're still deciding.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how after, which is what everyone was preaching, that they were just waiting for the Wentz trade to go to fall to, you know, for leverage purposes.
No, they're waiting for the pro day.
No more than a week after should he have been traded.
But listen, they're waiting on the pro days, bro. They're doing their due diligence. I mean, what if? Okay, listen. Number one, if they plan on keeping Sam, they want that number two pick to mean something. So, nah, they're not going to make a decision like that. Then number two, if they're planning on trading, listen, if they're going to trade Sam, they're going to trade Sam regardless. You know what I'm saying? We're not getting the first round for Sam. We're not getting this bag of money for Sam. It's not going to happen. So I think they're going to do their due diligence. I think if the right deal came along, Jody's going to say yeah. If it doesn't come along, he's going to say nay. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know, you know, we don't exactly know what he's planning on doing or what his true decision is going to be. I said, this is the issue right here, man. Listen, everyone has an opinion on what Jody's going to do, but Jody has no leaks. So nobody knows shit. We're just assuming, you know what I'm saying? We're assuming we're moving on from Sam, or we're assuming we're taking Wilson at number two. But nobody knows that. So, you know, I think that you should be patient. I think that he'll get the best deal for Sam he can get. But we're not, you know, all that. We're getting a one and all that bullshit. We're not getting that. I think because I know Chicago could probably call it about Sam. It's not Andy Dalton, dude.
No. I mean, look, Dalton went to the Bears. Griffith went to the Finns. Someone else went, but it's just like all the indications between day one and day two, the trading window for Sam, I think, is starting to close. I mean, it's getting late. What do you mean? Why is it closing?
What do you mean it's closing?
Fitzpatrick going to Washington. I mean, you know, it's like all these places.
Hey, bro.
Okay.
Listen. Sam is going to cost $5.5 million this year, right? That's what $5 million, what he'll cost for another team to get Sam. You paid Fitzpatrick $10 million. You paid Dalton $10 million. So then if you add Sam to the mix, it's $5 million. So what starting QB can you get in this fucking league for $15 million? Zero. You understand what I'm saying? Just not on a rookie deal. So, listen, the numbers work, bro. The numbers work.
The numbers
might
work, but I mean, why would you not want Sam to start?
But Mike, here's my question, and we're not going to do this whole Darnold thing all night. It's free agency, and we got a lot of calls on hold. But the thing is this: say you're the first round of the draft happens, and a team that's looking to get a draft a quarterback doesn't get the quarterback because there's a run on them. Then they say, you know what? We'll just trade for Darnold. Darnold can be traded during the draft.
Carolina.
For all we know, man. Yeah, like they can say, listen, there could be a run that the top five picks in the draft could all be quarterbacks. Then there could be a team sitting there like, oh shit, we don't have one. You know what? Let's go get Darnold and see what we can do with him. There's no deadline. He could be traded at any point, dude. Today, tomorrow, April, you know, the draft. I think there's plenty of time. So I'm not worried whatsoever about that. I'm not even remotely.
No, I mean, but you don't think there's any indication of how that's being played out based off of so far what we've done in free agency, especially not drafting any offense so far?
No. Why? But who are we going to bring in? Okay, Thune made another choice. They didn't even call on Lindsey. You know what I'm saying? So what have we done?
So then they address offensive line in the draft, like I've been saying this entire time, right? You're going to need the picks to do that. So then what? How does that not rule out Watson? So then we have either keeping Darnold or we have drafting a QB at the number two spot, right?
So you're saying right now there's no other free agency that can start for us right now? There's none.
Of course
there's no guards.
But I'm just saying, I have my hopes that I think they're going to get another CB. We're going to get another wide receiver, and then that's going to be it. And we're going to have an extremely heavy offensive line draft with a running back in there,
man,
and probably a tight end.
Well, Mike from Jersey, I already know how we're going to do. We'll be going about this all again next week. So, hey, bro, thanks for calling, man. Have a good-ass night, bro.
All right, you too, man.
All right, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what he's saying, but, dude, there are so many pieces that are still going to fall over the next up until the draft, dude. I mean, they're going to make all kinds of moves. And the whole Sam Darnold thing is a work in progress, man. I mean, there's rumors today saying that Denver's interested. I mean, I understand that, you know, the Bears got a quarterback now. Washington's got a quarterback now. I understand they're doing that. They're going with their known commodity. Sam Darnold's still I understand. I agree. So.
And their contracts are $10 million, bro. Adding Sam is $5 million. So a starting quarterback will cost a team $15 million. Who wouldn't jump at that, bro? Come on, man. Listen, bro. Listen, that's my man's, though.
All right. We're going to go next. We're going to go to Jason in California. Jason, what's up, man?
What's going on, Jason?
What's up, you guys? It's been an interesting couple of days, up and down. But, you know, something that I know I'm going to get criticized for, but I'm not happy with Joe Douglas' this offensive line. You know, I've come
to you're not happy based on 2 days of free agency? Like, are you willing to have patience for another couple of weeks or up until the draft to see what he does?
Well, yeah. I would have patience on that. I just seeing how he didn't try making a good offer on
Thuny?
Not Joe Thuny, the other one.
Oh, Lindsey.
Yeah. And so now, as a lot could change, especially stuff. I just learned today that teams got about like 4 o'clock Eastern time. To be under the salary cap, so you think these
absolutely?
Who knows? We may have people dropping. We may have guards. We're gonna have some prize cuts. That's gonna be like that. We could have a potential of us getting, and so that's why I'm turning my tongue. But as of right now, I'm not happy. But again, if the next 24
Jason,
hours,
but
things could change easily.
Listen, I respect that you're not happy, but the good thing is for all of us. The Jets don't play a game this Sunday. So I'm not worried about it, dude. Like, I'm in the mindset now, and this isn't being a homer. This is saying, you know what? Let's be practical here. It's the second day of free agency, and until they have to actually play games, then we'll see. Because I think what we see now is going to be significantly different in August, man, or even by the draft. Like, if they go out and get Creed Humphrey in the draft, or they go out and sign the Raider center, so many things could change so quickly. And we saw it yesterday.
Gabe Jackson.
For 6 hours yesterday, everybody said Joe Douglas sucked. He goes out and signs two big guys in a matter of, an hour or two, and everybody's like, oh, he's a pretty good general manager. Like, the roller coaster ride is kind of crazy, man. Like, I respect what you're saying, but I think that we have to let him go through his vision, go through his blueprint, go through all the cuts, go through the second wave of free agency, and then let the dust settle. But okay, this is what we have, and how do they go? The other thing that nobody's really talking about is the Mike LaFleur offense, which is geared around getting the ball out of the hand of the quarterback very quickly, where it's not going to be like Sam Darnold running for his life for 13 seconds back there. The ball's going to get out of the hand of whoever it is. That's also a factor with the offensive line.
Well, listen, and also, man, you got to factor in, there's still a lot of good players available. And we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, man. So you got to give it a little bit more time, man. I mean, I just think that, you know, you can't base our whole free agency on Thuny and Lindsey. I'm sorry. You know, you just can't. I mean, you look at what happened today. You had Hudson break, you know what I'm saying? You had Hudson break free. That's way better than fucking Lindsey. You know what I'm saying? So what if we would have signed Lindsey? You'd have been pissed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's still five teams, Atlanta, the Rams, the Eagles and two other teams, they got to get underneath the cap by tomorrow at 4 o'clock, bro. It's about to be a fucking eating frenzy out here, bro, and everybody's spending money. So who got money? The good old Jets. So what is Joe Douglas doing? Sitting back, hey, need a place to come here, big fella? Come on over here. We got room for you there, buddy. Bro, we got time. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Tyson just said, bro, the season starts, man, in September. It's like everything you imagine now, it's going to be a whole different fucking team in September. So get the right pieces in. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can't get mad. Yep. Listen, he got us a pass rusher so far. He got us a young wide receiver who is extremely talented. He got us a special team ace. You know what I'm saying? He got us a linebacker that, if he revolves his career, could be a steal. So, bro, listen, bro, it's been what? It ain't been 48 hours. We good.
Yep. Yep.
Right, and I'm good with that. I'm happy with him. I'm looking at those signings, and he did a great job on that. I'm just looking to, as the pieces of, I'm looking at this team so far, and those he has done, we still got a lot of holes to fix and everything, and I can't wait to see what he does. And like I said, this 24 hours, things can change so quickly. Even within like one sending can change everything.
Yes,
so
sir.
That's what I said.
Absolutely, bro.
My opinion is open and everything, but as of right now, I'm still waiting. But I'm just kind of how I went down this far. I wasn't expecting.
Yes, sir. Hey, bro,
Jason,
man,
thanks
for calling,
man. We appreciate
it. Definitely.
Peace.
Yes, sir. Joe D, baby, let's go, baby. Got it.
So Yankee John is upset with us. He's saying that we're not getting more aggressive. So I'm going to call you out, Yankee John. If you don't like it, you call in, man. Bring it on.
Yes, sir.
We're
exactly.
not aggressive enough.
Yo,
if you want some bullshit, I mean, Primetime will be out on his bullshit soon. But if you want to bring on your bullshit, come on, let's go. I'm ready for all
yo,
of it.
Yo, man, bring my guy on, man. You know, that's my man's right there, yo. Yo, that's my guy right there. Definitely, bro. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. We can't crush the dreams already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And listen, if you watch my timeline, I have no problem going at it with anybody at any time. So we're going to bring on Elias, our musical director, who has our great intro song. What's up, man?
How you
guys
doing tonight?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man? Doing good,
yeah,
man.
Tyson,
so how you feeling,
you want to trade down and draft Kellen Mond in the third round?
Oh, that dude, Tyrone. Do you hear what happened last night? Let me tell you what happened.
No,
last
I didn't,
night.
Bro.
So
here we go.
So our live stream. I have a troll that is now harassing me. So he kept calling me out that I was scared to bring him on our show, which is ridiculous. I'm not scared of anybody. I will talk. I will debate sports with anybody, any shape, size, weight. I don't care. I don't care. So. I'm sitting there, and he's calling me out. He comes on and offers up the biggest crock of bullshit where he's like, the Jets could trade back, not in the first round, not in the second round, to the third fucking round and take Mond to be their franchise quarterback.
Well, no, he said trade down to two, build a team, and then take your quarterback in the third round to mentor Sam. He said to mentor Sam. A dude who's never played in the NFL is going to be the mentor. So, I'm new on Twitter, so I had to do something because that was hilarious. And I don't know if you saw my reply. I'm actually working on the compilation. I don't want to steal from you. It's not the big thing. The best of Waffle Wire and Jack, because I couldn't take it last night. Because, Baker Mayfield's not as good as Sam Darnold, man.
Oh, the calls last night. Some of them, Tyrone. And it's, what Elias did was he has the video of me with just shaking my head. I had my head in my hand. I'm like, what are we doing? And he has the video.
Yeah.
It was.
Yo, like I said, man. Listen,
disaster.
You know, that kind of situation right there, you know, that's an automatic. Just shut that's when the sound bites come in, buddy. Like, what? What? What the fuck are you just saying? We're going to trade back to the third round to get our franchise quarterback.
So what's your take, man? What is your take on free agency so far, man?
Dude, I think it's been a success so far, honestly. I mean, Davis, I really like Lawson, man. This is what's crazy, man. Last time we had a legitimate pass rusher, I was 2 years old. So just put that in perspective.
Tyrone.
Absolutely, bro. I might have been in high school, bro. What the fuck, man? Yo, crazy.
It's crazy, man. Like, it's one of the most important positions in the sport, and we've just been ignoring it. And, like, no offense to Primetime, he brought up an awful take last night that, oh, well, you should have brought back Jordan Jenkins because he's had more sacks recently, which sacks are not everything when it comes to pass rushers. It's about pressure. It's about – he had an insane amount of QB hits last year. He had a great year last year, and just watch the game, like, you know, watch the highlights or whatnot. It's not like he's just going in on, he's a rusher by himself, unblocked. He's not a free rusher. He's actually getting legitimate pressure. So that's my favorite signing. Offensive line, we have a whole offseason ahead of us. We missed out on two guys. Relax. It's going to be fine. We're going to find some guys. Don't worry, man. you know, Rodney Harrison, dude, if we can get him, like, he's not really a
Hudson.
Long-term building block because he's in his 30s, but centers usually can play till they're pretty until their older ages, man. And, like, you can, he can mentor if we draft like a younger center. Like, he's probably the best center in football. So, I mean, now he's the guy I want. But him, I want maybe Gerald Everett, something like that, like a good tight end, or maybe a Curtis Samuel. I'm still really down for him. He can he's kind of like – I heard a good comparison. He's kind of like an upgraded Ty Montgomery, but he plays more receiver than Ty Montgomery, and the Jets hopefully will actually use him because they used him in camp and whatnot back in, 19 and then forgot he was on the team. But, yeah, someone versatile like that, kind of that Debo Samuel role, those guys. But, man, I'm satisfied with what we've done. After seeing that the Chiefs were involved with Sunni, yeah, no shit, we're not getting him. I mean, like, you know, it sucks that, you know, I made a comparison. I don't know how many of you guys are baseball fans, kind of like with Trevor Bauer. He wanted to go to the Dodgers, and, you know, as much as I wanted him to come to the Mets, he's going to pick the better team. So, I mean, I'm really satisfied. I'm hoping we do more. Rodney Harrison's my guy now. I'm surprised he got cut, but we got to get him, man.
You call him Rodney Harrison. That's the guy at the Patriots.
Oh, wait. Who am I? No,
come on, man. That's a waffle wire shit. Hudson.
Hudson.
What are we doing here? You're saying Harrison. Rodney Harrison, you're saying. What are we doing here, man?
Come on, Hudson, man. From the Raiders. Oh, shit. Don't be confused
with
the same sentence as waffle wire and Jack.
All right.
Yo,
so,
listen.
Elias, thank you for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Have a good night, guys.
You too. All
right, have a good night.
So we gotta figure out which one. I'm thinking it's this one. I think this is Yankee John. I'm gonna try this one. Is this you, John?
Me, bro.
So,
What's up, you got a problem
with us, man?
Yeah. Yo, bro, me. Big bro. Big bro is on the line, yo. First of all, man, how the family doing? Everybody doing good, man?
Yeah, I had COVID the last 2 weeks. Wasn't fun, but I'm better now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Sure, I'm glad to hear that,
but,
man.
But
I'm going to tell you something.
Let's do this. This, all right? Instead of just having these random conversations, let's go right to the facts. I want to know.
What's the facts?
Between the two of you, I want to know who's the best quarterback between Darnold and the guys in the draft.
The guys in the draft.
Which specifically?
Zach Wilson.
I'm about to say Wilson. I mean, I just think that his upside is more. I think we've seen all we need to see from Sam. I know people are going to say that he hasn't had, you know, the help that he needs, and he hasn't had that. He hasn't had good coaching. And I think the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's time to really move on. I mean, this kid has been, he's been decimated by bad coaching, you know what I'm saying, bad offensive coordinators, and he hasn't had no talent. But at the same time, man, you know, we're moving
Ty,
in the other direction.
I love you, but this is the first time I've ever called into this show, and I'm going to tell everyone very specific things. And here's how we start. The Jets are an irresponsible organization. Every time we talk about what's going to come up in the draft, it's because they're so irresponsible, they can't put together anything. Every time we come into a draft, it's like, oh, my goodness, if we could find a pass rusher. Oh, my goodness, if we could find a quarterback. Oh, my goodness, if we could find a playmaker. But you know what that's like? That's literally like going to one of those dating sites where you're trying to find a woman from another country, right? And every time it doesn't work out. And the reason it doesn't work out is because the premise was never good to begin with. We're terrible at everything we do.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, okay.
But we acknowledge that, and what they did was they blew out the coaching staff. They revamped their front office, and now they have a quarterback-friendly offensive coordinator. So these are all good steps. They go out and find David.
Great. But who's the offensive line?
And it's a work in progress. They're still building it.
Work in progress.
I mean,
still
listen,
building,
John,
yeah.
Listen. I mean, hold on, Tyrone. The obvious mantra from this entire organization after watching the last 2 years of football is fix the fucking offensive line. They all football guys. They realize this. They understand this line has got to be a priority. It has to be saved for either Darnold, Wilson, Watson, where the fuck the quarterback is. They understand it. But after 2 days, I'm not going to panic.
Okay, so here's my question. How long was Mike Tannenbaum the general manager of the Jets?
A long time.
Long time.
I mean, I put it this way. How long did it take him to fix the offensive line and use a quarterback who was like a Trent Dilfer and get him to a place where they could be productive?
You get the Brickett, Shaw, and Mangold in a fucking draft class. That doesn't hurt too much.
And Damon Woody,
you're
you
the
don't
GM
say Atlantica,
who drafts him,
I mean,
yeah, that's what I mean. If you're Mike
Tannenbaum
and you put that together within a short period of time and you make it so that your young Trent Dilfer, who's just a game manager, can put together a way to get to the playoffs and, very honestly, had his team not quit on him against the Steelers, might have even gotten to the big one. How do you compare Joe Douglas to Mike Tannenbaum? Because, to be honest, Douglas is a guy who should be someone building up the offensive line. He should be someone putting together those pieces. And it is early, but I got to say,
Did he not get Beckton last year? One guy's not enough. Well, I mean, in theory, he could have three guys. He could have Fant, Beckton, and McGovern.
But one drink tastes good, but seven makes you have a great night.
But last year was a complete mess for a variety of reasons, and we all questioned some of his free agent signings. Like, I didn't like Lewis. I didn't like Van Roten. Fant, I think, is overpaid, but whatever. People seem to like him. But it's like, okay.
No,
now
I agree.
This year,
I agree with you on that.
So there, this year now, it's like, all right, now you have a new coach, new system, you have a whole new offense, but now he's got a lot more resources to really double down and say, okay, listen, I know this guy, I know this coach can be here for the next 3 years because if he gets fired, I'm going to get fired. So I have to get him pieces for his puzzle, and I can be aggressive doing it in terms of the draft or other free agent moves. So I have full confidence, dude. Like, and with all the cuts that are going to happen over the next 24 hours, players are going to be out there, dude. We have the money to get them. So I think he's going to make a priority
to do
it,
but
dude.
Here's my biggest problem, and I think that we'd never start the conversation in the place it should, right? So I don't think that you can have a conversation of how a team is going to be going forward without starting at the quarterback. And my problem was that I always thought that Darnold and USC quarterbacks, which I hope – 15 million people tell me, asshole, no one should say that. That's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with them. But I hate USC quarterbacks. It has nothing to do with me, Notre Dame fan. I just think it doesn't make any sense. I've never seen one do anything in my lifetime. But
yep.
How
well,
can
Carson
we start
Palmer.
To address this season without knowing, right, without knowing what we're going to have in a quarterback? Zach Wilson, fantastic arm strength to the outside. I think that he does a lot of things. But I also think that I'm always a person who doesn't do this weird thing. I don't like to be a Twitter warrior. I'm not going to come on here and be like, well, I really understand how, you know, to evaluate a prospect. Nah, dude, I don't understand. I'm just a regular guy. I like drinking, loving watching the Jets, and for the most part, having them make my life miserable every Sunday. But I don't understand how it is that we can go forward thinking that we could be anything, even with believing in Joe Douglas, even with believing in the fact that the structure, which is one of my favorite things that happened, has changed in the front office. But how can we look forward and really say what this team's going to be without understanding the most important position in the entire football team?
Yeah, but then you're making the case we should go get Deshaun Watson then.
I don't think there's a player and I mean this, and I think you'd have to be insane to not understand this. Deshaun Watson is legitimately the best, not option for the Jets. Deshaun Watson is legitimately, in the last couple years, he's literally an outstanding prospect and probably the best piece of concrete you'd build your house on. So the idea that some people think that you wouldn't go for that is insanity. And I'll tell you why for a number of reasons. Here's the first one. Deshaun Watson's not only 10 times the quarterback that Sam Darnold is. Deshaun Watson also allows you, with all of the draft picks you people get scared of giving up, Deshaun Watson allows you to elevate players who are less to be greater.
Yep.
So everyone's like, oh, man, well, you know, I could get Jamar Chase or I could get these players. But the thing is that look what he's done in a place where they have no idea what they're doing. And if you think Joe Douglas is the guy, then you damn well should understand that Deshaun Watson is too. Because Deshaun Watson can elevate players around him. And if you think Joe Douglas really is the guy, then he can also put players in the next couple of years around him as well. But the idea that Sam Darnold is anywhere near what Deshaun Watson is insanity.
No, listen, I'm all for Watson, dude. I've been on this since day one. Like, I would sell my soul to bring him in here because he's young. He's heading into the prime of his career. His contract is fine. You can build around him. It's not a short cap. It's not a short term thing. This is a long term answer for a position we haven't addressed in years. So it makes a lot of sense, dude.
Literally.
I have no problem at all with him, dude. Like, it's
John,
today, tomorrow, next
you,
week, whatever you want.
John, I got a question for you, John. I had a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
So out of the quarterbacks, Ben, Sam, or the quarterbacks in the draft, which direction are you going? Sounds like Sam, right?
If I had to choose between Sam and the draft?
Yeah.
And the Sam's not an option?
Not an option, no.
I'll tell you what, this is what I think. Two theories of thought, and I also sign off because I know there's a lot of people, and I actually like it hearing everyone else. I don't want to hear my own voice. It's been how many years I never called in. This might be the first time I ever called in the show. Shout out to Prime Time because I hadn't heard him tonight, but always got to give him credit. I believe that if the Jets are in the position they are, no matter how much you think Sam could be good, you can't build a franchise that's going to win around someone who you're going to have to pay at the point he's at.
Yep.
And I don't think his talent is so much exorbitantly better than what you could get as a second pick in the draft. However, there is a part of me that really does want to fill some holes by trading back, but I don't think it makes any sense holding on to Sam. I just don't think you can continually build forward. And I don't, you know, the cliches of the, well, that GM doesn't have any ties to that quarterback. All right, whatever. You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I could care less. But,
I definitely feel you.
You can't build by doing that.
Look, I definitely feel you when you said the move back. I think everybody that really, really breaks it down, that really love this team and do as much work as we really do, understand what moving back would do for this team and what it could get us. But I think that when you have a player like – when you have a player that can't elevate – you know, so you just say Deshaun Watson elevates players around him. Sam doesn't do that. You know, even if you have less talent, he doesn't elevate the players around him to make them better. That's why I really think it's time to move on.
And I think that, honestly, that when we have the conversation about the Jets, right, because they're the Jets, I think that we always feel like, oh, well, we shouldn't, I guess subconsciously we don't feel like we should have the conversation because they're not the, you know, dominant franchise. But in reality, if you really look at franchises,
good quarterbacks elevate players who otherwise would not be mentioned. And I think that that's a thing that we've become accustomed to that we shouldn't, because the only way for us to have a franchise that gets built and gets better is to understand that the quarterback, and yes, we do need, and we saw with Faneca, we saw with Brick, we saw with that whole run. Yeah,
yep.
they're a big part of it. But Mark Sanchez, for all the hate he gets, he literally never gets the love of some of the throws he made and some of the talent that was around him. And that's literally how you get in the playoffs and go deep. And Sam doesn't have that. And I know it's a little crazy. Most people don't want to say it out loud. They don't want to just talk about it. But I know that when they say, oh, well, like Orlovsky will be like, oh, well, in another position. Actually, Orlovsky really thinks we should keep him. But other people will be like, well, if he just went to another place and restarted. Look, I think in sports, especially football at the most important position, if you have it, you can make it happen. Aaron Rodgers does more with way less than even Clyde Gates-style wide receivers and makes them look fantastic.
We've got Devontae
Adams. If we're ever going to have a playoff team, we need a guy who can do that.
Well, John, listen, I get your point, man. If you have a top level, top five, top ten quarterback, he can make a lot of guys around him better, fringe guys better. He makes your great, you make your good guys great. He does all that. The trickle down, he also helps you. He helps the recruit players in here. The trickle down is enormous. Thank you for calling him, man. We appreciate it. This is an honor to have you calling. We appreciate it.
Hey, John, man, real talk. It's an honor being able to talk to you, bro. Always a pleasure, man.
Hey, listen, it's not because I'd even make fun of myself if I wasn't on the phone. But I'll tell you what, if you call in after me and you say something stupid, I'm definitely going to kick you to death.
Have a good night, man.
Have a good night, bro.
All right, next up we got so many people. Holy shit. We're going to go to Joe in South Florida. Joe, what's up, man?
What's going on, Joe?
Nothing much, man. That guy had a lot of good points, man. You know,
hey man,
we've known him a long
John,
time, man.
Yeah, that's a celebrity yeah. right there, bro. That's the guy right there. If you ever watching Twitter, our Twitter, bro, just watch Yankee John, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Yankee John. I gotta search him up, man.
Yes, sir.
I gotta
yes,
search
sir.
Him up.
Yes, sir.
But
how you feeling, my friend?
Gentlemen, how excited are we? Did we get our edge or what? Did we
yeah,
get
bro,
our edge, man?
Somebody
oh, my God. I was
real.
Saying I wanted the only thing that we got, if it was one thing, I wanted an edge, you know? I didn't mind that we missed out on Thuney and Lindsley. I kind of expected it, honestly. You know, they were going to get the big paydays. They wanted to go to teams that are actual contenders right now. It all makes sense. I love the Davis pick. Pair him with Mims. That's nice. And Jared Davis, too, man. I mean, I think he's an under-the-radar guy. I just searched up a couple of YouTube videos on him. I mean, he flies around the field. He kind of looks like a Jamal Adams type player. You know, he's going to hit you in the mouth and you're going to fly. You're going to fly back. And that's the type of attitude we need in this locker room. I feel like we haven't had that since Jamal left.
So who's on your wish list going forward?
Going forward, in terms of free agency, I mean, I want to get some salad guys in here. You know, I want to get some guys from the Niners, maybe a Solomon Thomas. You get him in as a rotational young piece. Maybe Jaquiski Tartt, the safety, the free safety. You got your deep guy. Have May play more of a strong safety role. I think he'll flourish in that role.
Would you make a run at any wide receivers right now? There's still a couple of slot guys out there. There's so many, man.
I was looking. You got Rashard Higgins. You got D.D. Westbrook. You got Curtis Samuel. I want a gadget guy, man. A gadget guy. A guy like Deebo Samuel. That's what we need. And, you know, Crowder's good. He gets in space. He makes his basketball moves, and he gets open. But we need that speed, because if you have that guy that could spread the defense, everything else is just easy. If you got that one guy, like the Bills, they just lost John Brown. Who'd they get? Sanders. They knew. They lost their deep threat. They need to get another. And that was a perfect fit right there. Sanders, you get a veteran. Absolutely. Oh, man. That was a good one for them. But we need that, man. Thing, that's what we need.
And the one good thing about this call you just said, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? You touched on every point. Like, you know, we can't fix everything. But the pieces he's bringing in, bro, are definitely what we need. And definitely, I think in this offense you're going to have a lot of motion. So they're going to scheme guys open. So that's the great thing about it.
Exactly.
So we still got the draft to come up, too. So we don't know what we'll find in the draft. We might get that gadget guy or that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. And one thing I see a lot of Jets fans, they want to get another running back in free agency. I'm good on that. I'd rather not. Maybe get a guy in the later rounds, the fourth round guy.
The other, listen, and I'll chime in. And I'm always the guy that says draft running backs, but a guy like Jamal Williams, I'm not sure if he's been signed yet. I haven't been online for a couple of hours, but a guy like that. So supposedly the running back market is very light. Like nobody's spending money, nobody's really going after him. If a guy like Jamal Williams falls in your lap, dude, at a reasonable price, I'd take a flyer. I mean, I like him a lot, but you can get
about
a versatile.
You like Duke Johnson?
I've always liked Duke Johnson. Since the draft, I like him, but I was watching
Miami game back when he was playing for Miami. Duke Johnson.
Oh,
nice.
I wanted him to draft so bad.
But I didn't draft, but I don't want him now for us.
Not now.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we went after Mac. I think, is Mac still available?
Marlon Mack?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't really want to spend the money on them because – especially with the LaFleur system, the Shanahan system, I feel like they just always go running back by committee. I don't want to get a guy like Williams and have him take all the touches when you got – I mean, I honestly, the guys we got now, Pirine, Johnson, we just re-signed Adams. I mean, you add another guy in the draft, you got a nice four-headed horse right there, man.
Hey Joe, do you know where Adams went to college?
No, Joe, don't do it, Joe. Don't do it, Joe.
Notre Dame, no?
Oh, Joe. You got to be new to the show, Joe. Don't ever say the ND word, Joe.
Hey, I'm
don't
happy I
say
got
the ND
first
word,
button
man.
Notre Dame.
Oh, man, bruh. Set you up for that one.
Joe,
yeah,
thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Hey,
hey,
have a good night, guys.
In, bro.
Love
have
the show.
Night. Hey, too, bro. Hey, great call, too, bro.
Next up, Trevor in Canada. What's up, Trevor?
What
hey,
up, Tyson, Trevor?
Hey, Tyrone. How you doing?
Doing good, bro. How you feeling? How the weather in Canada, bro? What's going on?
Honestly, the snow is actually melting, so it's looking nicer here, boys. I can't complain.
Like Joe D, huh, baby? Joe D just warming up, baby. Let's go. How you feeling, my friends?
Before we get into that, Tyrone, I actually have something I need to get off of my chest here. And this isn't directed towards you guys, believe me, because you guys are my guys, you know that. But I've been seeing a lot of hate towards Justin Fields lately, and at this point it's just disgusting. It's unwarranted, it's unnecessary, and I don't know where it's coming from. Like, it came so suddenly out of the blue after he lost to Alabama. And, like, just the other day, for example, I seen Chris Sims, he was saying something like Justin Fields' inaccuracy should scare teams. And I think
that's absolute nonsense. Well, I think what Chris Sims did a really good breakdown. And I watched him. I watched Daniel Jeremiah. I watched a bunch of them. But the rap on Justin Fields, what they're saying is that he does read the defense. He goes through his progressions. He holds on to the ball too long. They think he doesn't pull the trigger enough where he's like, he's too hesitant to make that, you know, just to actually make the throw and do it. That was the rap on him where it's like, he can read it. He doesn't have that, you know, he just, the instinct to get rid of the ball that fast. He doesn't do that. That's what they're saying about
him. True, but that's all coachable, Tyson. And especially with a guy
I agree.
That can be coached up, no problem.
I mean,
lay out a couple of facts for you guys too, because I have some here in front of me. Just a couple of facts. Fields had a 70% completion percentage, and PFF rated him as the most accurate quarterback in the class. That's number one. Fact number two, Justin Fields in a normal year had 3 interceptions and 41 touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence had 7 in 6 games. Then Fields comes back in the middle of the season with no practices, no spring training, and still beats the brakes off of Clemson. And lastly, the thing, what I love most about Fields is the fact that he lost in the final to Clemson in 2019. And if he declared for the draft that year, he would have been a top three pick, if not first overall. But he wanted to come back and prove that he was better than that. Then he came back in 2020 playing with broken ribs in that rematch against Clemson in the Sugar Bowl and threw for 385 yards, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, and had 42 yards rushing, completing 78.6% of his passes, mind you. Then, in the championship game against Alabama, which we all know he wasn't 100% for, he came up a little bit short, but still threw for 194 yards and even had 67 rushing yards. So, in my opinion, guys, like, Justin Fields has shown me that he can be a leader. He's shown me that he has heart, that he has incredible athletic ability, the way he can move and scramble in and out of the pocket with his mobility. He's shown me he can throw the damn ball. And keep in mind, guys, the same things were being said about Deshaun Watson, fellas. The same thing.
Oh, dude, I remember. So, dude, I remember they were saying Deshaun Watson could only throw 55 miles an hour.
yeah. That's
you
right,
know what,
Tyson.
I want to give you this about Fields, man, and I'm going to tell you because I had to dive in a little bit more Fields, and I have to really agree with you on one thing, bro. Like Fields played against the best teams in college. And that right there doesn't say anything about this kid, you know. And that's where, you know, the Wilson stuff kind of splits with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fields all his years in college, he's played against the best teams in college and held his own. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, if anything that is going to determine who's the better quarterback, you got to give him credit because he's having a 70% completion rate against number one teams like Alabama, Michigan. He's played everybody, and Wilson hasn't done that. So yeah, I'm definitely agreeing with you, bro. I really think that, you know, saying the fact that, you know, he's definitely, you know, they're looking to break him down, but his competition, the level of teams he played against, you know, saying you can't take that from the kid. You know, I know I've said some things about him in the past, but I really honestly can't really say this kid ain't going to be a good quarterback. I think he's young. It's going to take him time, but he's going to be okay.
100%, Tyrone. I agree with you 100% on that. And I'm not a Zach Wilson hater. You know, I like Zach Wilson. You know, I've seen a couple of his interviews. You know, he definitely has some swag to him. I like his attitude. You know, the kid can make some throws, but I just think, like, is he really the guy you want to pick at number two, you know, for your quarterback position for one of the teams that have been statistically bad at drafting quarterbacks for the past however many years and one of the most important drafts in however many years?
Yeah, but, like, I don't – like, this is the one thing that really bothers me. I'm not going to attack you for this, but what bothers me is when we start including Joe Douglas in with John Idzik and Mike McHagnon and all the other fucked up general managers team has had, this is our own guy, dude. This is a new guy. This is his first time general manager that has a much improved front office. So if he analyzes this draft and says, you know what, I think Zach Wilson is the guy, when a lot of other analysts, including a lot of his buddies, are saying the same exact thing, then you trust him and say, okay, listen, you take a chance. Like the one thing that Bill Parcells used to always say is, you keep taking a quarterback until you find one. So if you don't have one now, you keep taking them. I understand the risk you're taking it to is huge, but you're also getting a pick of the litter. So you're not going to sit there. You're not sitting there at 12, like, do I got to trade up? Do I got to do this? No, you're getting your choice. Like right now, Joe doesn't have the choice to pick any fucking quarterback he wants, minus Trevor Lawrence. And there's some people that are saying Zach Wilson, if he's a little bigger in nature, and it would be competitive with Trevor Lawrence to be number one pick. They're saying it's just because of his size and the shoulder injury that he had. Other than that, they said that the skill set is very, very similar. His arm talent is just as good, if not better. So, listen, if you got to take the chance, you got to take the chance. For me, obviously, Deshaun Watson is the guy I want. I would sell my soul for him. Yeah. But if the Jets say get a quarterback at two, what you do is Joe. And the best thing about it is Joe Douglas watched this fucking destroy Sam Darnold. So if he learned how firsthand how to do that, you learn from your mistake. You get the offensive line. You get playmakers. You brought in a quarterback-friendly offense, which already helps, and you move on, and you try it out.
Yeah, and if he were to take Justin Fields, or sorry, not Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, you know, I would be fine with that. But like with me, it's like I know you're supposed to be drafting a great player for your franchise, but like doesn't a part of it also go into like if you have a top pick in the draft, like in the top three, like you should also kind of be taking into account like which one of these guys is like going to be wearing a gold jacket at the end of their career.
Well, no, you're taking, but see, Trevor, what you're taking is you're taking the best fit for your franchise. And the perfect example is the draft when Sam Darnold was coming out. Everybody, including Cleveland, said,
"Yep,
yeah." But they said, "I thought Sam Darnold was going one. I thought it was a foregone conclusion." And I was like, "All right." And I honestly thought the Jets getting Baker Mayfield. I don't tell you who we're getting, and I was fine with it. I was completely cool with it. So we don't know, but you got to take what Joe Douglas takes the best fit for his franchise and can't give a fuck about what you think, I think, Tyrone, or any analyst thinks. If he thinks Trey Lance is the guy, take Trey Lance. You like Justin Fields, take him. You take your best fit for your organization and you don't look back because you can't worry about what we all think. You got to worry about keeping your job and getting your best quarterback.
Yeah, you can't worry about what the media
is saying. If you take the wrong guy, number two, you ain't got a fucking job anyway.
Yeah, but Tyrone, you can't sit here. But what my point is, he can't sit here and be like, well, you know what? Daniel Jeremiah and Chris Sims think that Zach Wilson's the guy, and all the fans think that I have to take him. Listen, if he studies the fucking tape and says, you know what, Justin Fields is my guy, you pick Justin Fields, and guess what? As a fan base, we embrace it and we roll. Like, I'm not a draft expert.
Oh,
I don't know. Like, listen, I think they're all good quarterbacks. Like, I have, like, you read more and you try to figure it out. If he says Fields is my guy at two, let's go. If it's Lance, like, I don't give a shit who it is. Take him and let's go.
Bro,
but
listen,
that's his conviction.
Listen. I don't care if Matt Jones is my quarterback at the end of the season. I'm a Jets fan, so whoever they accept, I'm going to roll.
But he's
got to
go by what he believes, not whatever. Like, you can't worry about what the fans think or the media or anybody else.
Of course, but at the number two pick in the draft, if you're drafting a quarterback, trust me, they're going to draft the right guy that they feel is right for them. And that's the most important thing, man. Like, you know, everyone, like, I can't wait for the draft. I can't wait for free agency. I'm so excited about all of this. But all of this ties together because once the draft is over, you know, so we'll basically have our team in place because I know free agency is going to be the next couple of weeks, you know, the next 30 days is going to be busy for Joe Douglas. You're going to be seeing – you watch. You're in the next week or so, it's going to be signing after signing after signing because all the smoke is cleared. Everybody has spent all their money. All these so-called big players are gone. And he's just going to keep building a solid team. Now the most important piece is that draft. So after the draft, we'll know who our quarterback will be if they're moving forward with Sam, if they draft a young guy. You know, as Jets fans, we're going to roll with whoever we want. I mean, whoever that they put in front of us. I'm just hoping it's the right guy. Like I said, man, you know, we got a chance.
You got to – yo, I'm sorry to cut you off. This shit, man, there's a tweet out there right now. It's spreading on, I guess, it was out a little while ago. Matt Lombardo from the NFL. I'm not really sure who Matt Lombardo is, but
I've seen that.
Asking around on Sam Darnold, and the sense I get from scouts, coaches, and executives is that the perception of him among fans and some media is significantly higher than those inside the league. He stinks, bro, says one offensive coach. What the hell? That's just pure slander at that point, man.
I don't even know who this guy is, bro. And,
I don't know who he is.
I see somebody. Yeah, I don't know who he is. I saw the tweet earlier, bro. I didn't see the whole tweet. I just saw something that he was tagged into something else. Someone else was like, yo. And someone that said, I checked with a source. You know, it's like, listen, you said something, Tyson.
Sources.
I think it was on Twitter. You was like, watch fake accounts. It is so much bullshit coming out, man. That's why I do not – if it ain't coming from Rappaport, bro, I don't want to hear the shit. Bro. I'm just being honest with you. If my man Shefty don't say it, I don't believe it. Facts, man, because there's so many people out here, well, I got a source that says, who is your source? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
I got sources,
bullshit,
man. I got sources. Trevor, thanks for calling it, man. We appreciate it.
I forgot to talk about free agents, man. What do you think about the free agents?
Okay. All right, let's go.
I love the Corey Davis signing. Love it.
Okay.
What about the Lawson signing?
I don't know much about Carl Lawson, but I've seen a picture of him.
Just know he's a pass rusher.
Jacked, man. They look
He's a pass rusher.
You know, I think we finally got a legitimate pass threat now, boys. It's exciting.
About damn time.
Yeah, him and Quinnen Williams will be nasty. That's a nasty D-line.
Yes, sir.
It's nice to have, a player where the opposing offense actually has to worry about somebody for a change. But now it's going to be two people,
a guy
on the outside is on awesome.
Yeah, like,
it'd be
I'm not
nice
saying
to have somebody
on the
outside.
But, like, he's a guy that can just disrupt the quarterback, you know what I mean? And that's what we need on the Jet.
If he can get there, that's the whole thing, bro. Listen, I don't care if he don't have 14, 12 sacks. I could care less about that. If he can touch the quarterback every time he get in the backfield, bro, I appreciate that, bro, because we haven't had that. We haven't had a player that can really get to the quarterback without having to scheme up a blitz, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got Q getting double-teamed damn near every single play. That's what happened with Leonard Williams and all that other good stuff, bro. He was getting double-teamed every single time, so everyone was like, he sucks. He's going to suck when he's getting double-teamed the whole game when you have no one on the outside that can actually put pressure in to take that pressure off him. But, man, listen, bro, we appreciate you calling, but we got to move, man. We got a lot of calls on hold, bro. So you have a good night, man. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Hey, you guys, too. Thanks for having me on the show. Jets up, baby.
Have a good night.
What's up, baby?
All right, we're going to go to Jared in South Jersey. Jared, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on? How y'all feeling?
Hey, man, fantasy, baby. I'm good. Yeah, you sound good, bro. How you doing, man? How you feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling good, man. It feels good for the Jets to finally get a pass rush. The Carl Lawson signing definitely eased some nerves. I mean, I wasn't one of those people bashing Joe Douglas. You know, I know who y'all are. But I was waiting. I was definitely waiting to see what we're going to do at the edge position to grab one first day of free agency and not settle. It's all good. It's all good for once, fella.
Hey, I totally agree with you, man. How you feel about the Davis signing, man? How you feel about that?
I'll be honest. I play a lot of fantasy football. So I was definitely, you know, up to date with Corey Davis last season. Really consistent. I think he had, like, 300-yard games or 500-yard games, something like that. And he definitely has some career highs. It's good to see him blossom. The only concerning part is we're betting on his potential, you know what I'm saying? And I can get that, you know. No problem with me. The contract didn't seem bad. I think the Patriots gave Hunter Henry almost the same contract we gave Aguilar. I mean, we gave Corey Davis similar to Hunter.
Nah, they gave Aguilar, like, I think they got him for, like, a crazy number, bro. So, yeah,
a little bit higher than what we got for Davis, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think with Davis, but I think that, you know, you have a player that can be really, really physical on the outside, great blocker. So, you know, so I think we're going to really try to get back to the running game. And plus, the system that we're going to run, man, is going to feature, it's going to scheme these guys open and give these guys a chance to get the ball in the middle of the field and go. So, you know,
a great young talent. But the question I have is, aren't you excited that these are young players on the rise, man? Well, like you said, like, he may disappear at times and stuff like that, but these guys are young, 25, 26 years old, where the prime of their career is actually ahead of them. Like, that's the kind of guys you want where you can – if you hit it with them, you're maximizing their potential. That's exactly what you want. You don't want guys on the decline or kind of like – you know what I mean? So I'm excited about that. And you made a good point where it's like the contracts are built where it's like if it doesn't work out – this isn't a 5-year albatross contract. Like, if it doesn't work out in 2 years, and that's smart too.
Exactly. I like the flexibility aspect of it. I don't think he overpaid too much. You know, in any aspect of the deals, you know, $9 million or whatever it is for Corey Davis, I think he got 27 guaranteed, and Carl Lawson, I think 45 guaranteed. That's the going rate nowadays. And you know what? For years of, you know, missing out on pass rush, I'm fine with the number. Corey Davis, I'm fine with his deal as well. Just now it's time to play ball.
Hey, bro, listen, I'm going to be real with you, man. I wouldn't matter what they pay the pass rusher, bro. It's just the fact that we got one.
Exactly, I was like,
you
got it
won. Exactly. And then we didn't get a gadget guy. We didn't get, you know what I'm saying, we didn't take the chance of that. I'll be honest with you. I think the guy that Cincinnati signed, the guy from the Saints, I think that was a risk, you know what I'm saying? I think Lawson has definitely proven that he could be a pass rusher and he could be effective in his league, man. This guy has a bunch of moves, quick feet, quick burst, good with great hand placement. Man, he's going to be pretty good for us, man. I'm happy with that. What were you saying, brother?
No, I was actually going to get you guys' opinion on the next few steps of free agency. This is how I would attack if I'm Joe Douglas. I've seen a couple surprise cuts, you know, the last couple of days, Rodney Hudson being the number one target in my eyes. I think you go grab him, you move McGovern over to left guard, and now we're in business. We got Mekhi Becton on the left side, McGovern right next to him, and then you got an all-pro center. I mean, hey, I'd like that move if Joe Douglas could pull that one off. If not, I think the next position we should actually look to grab or solidify We got to figure out what we're going to do with that slot corner. I'm keep hearing 49ers are trying to bring back Kawan Williams, you know what I mean, see if he wants to play for Salah, if he wants to, you know, stay over there in San Francisco. Or I'm not even opposed to bringing Brian Poole back. I thought when he's on the field, I think we get great play from him in the middle.
Hey, no, Brian, man, those are all good guys. Those are all good options, man.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think every point that you make, you know what I'm saying, is definitely what we need to do. I think that you have to have a chance to fix everything. I mean, guys are getting cut. There's going to be a lot more guys getting cut. But my man getting cut in Oakland, bro, that's a steal right there, bro. This guy is a pro bowler, man. This guy, and he's durable. And, you know what I'm saying, this guy, you know what I'm saying, he's an upgrade over Lindsey. So you definitely have a chance to get somebody in the building. So I hope that, because I know a lot of teams are going to pounce on him just because simple fact that the quality of player that you're getting, which only blows my mind what the fuck they're doing in Oakland, but you know what I'm saying. But, bro, listen, man, appreciate you calling, man.
I appreciate y'all for getting me on. I had one other question. If y'all could tell me, I'm not so sure on the running back and tight end position. Give me your thoughts quickly. What would you guys do there? I'm not too sold on the tight end available, and I don't think we need to spend too much capital at the running back position. But I am a fan of a Jamal Williams signing.
Yeah, me too. See, that's the whole thing. The market for running backs right now is dead, man. There's not really much money being spent there. That's the question is, you know, if Jamal Williams comes at a much lesser price than everybody thought he was going to come at, do you take a flyer on him? Like, I always like going through the draft. But then it's like you get tempted now. Now it's like, shit, there's a guy that you've actually seen play in the NFL that you kind of like. Do you take him? The tight end position, I mean, there's a lot of guys been signed. I mean, Gerald Everett's name everybody keeps talking about. I'm not sure if Jared Cook has been signed yet or not.
What about Ertz? What about
I don't
Ertz?
Want Ertz, dude. I'm not trading for him, dude.
I was going to say they're going to want to trade for that, unless you wait to see
Hold on, though. Are they going to be able to trade by 4 o'clock tomorrow? Because they're over the cap, bro. They got to get underneath that cap by tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So that is, if he doesn't find the proper suitor, you know what I'm saying, he could get released. You know what I'm saying? And he might want to be released so he can go where he want to go. I'm just saying, though, he can make their life difficult if he chose to. So I'm just saying, it's some talent out there. I don't want Cook, though, man. I don't want Cook at all. I just think we need to go younger. If not, I really go grab somebody in the draft. But thanks for calling, bro.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, man.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night. God bless.
All right, no problem.
You too, man. All right, next up, Carlos and Wayne. Carlos, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Carlos?
You know what? First of all, I mean, I'll try to make this quick, but Tyson, I agree with you. But you have to admit, it's hard asking a Jet fan to be patient, first of all. But the first question I have is, looking at the Corey Davis signing, when do you recall the Jets having two outside receivers of that size in Mims and Davis? I don't think we ever had that.
Brandon Marshall and Decker.
You know, I just don't recall Decker. Decker just didn't look that tall on TV, I guess.
You're making a good point, dude. Like they have physical presence that'll be an excellent asset to any quarterback, man. It's good size,
especially
good physicality. It's great, dude.
Right. And in regards to the Larson signing, I know it's a good edge rusher, and it'll help Quinnen Williams. But I think the key for Quinnen Williams was with this defense switching from a 3-4 to a 4-3, because he looks like a 4-3 defensive tackle instead of a 3-4 defensive end. So I think, again, with having this edge rusher, it's going to make Quinnen Williams better. But
speaking about Quinnen Williams, though, what is your take on C.J. Mosley? Because that's a guy that people are saying, you know, I don't believe this story, but they're saying that people are actually interested in trading for C.J. Mosley. Is that something you're considering? He hasn't played in 2 years. When he did play, he was the best player in the field, but he's been out 2 years. Would you consider trading him?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you can understand why he took off because of COVID, and a lot of players did. So I can't knock him entirely for that. So I guess it would depend on how much you are getting for him. But if he wants to still be here, why not?
Okay.
He's going to come. you bring in a guy like C.J. Mosley coming back with the players you got up front. You know, just imagine us grabbing another bookend or drafting somebody in the draft that can hold that other end, bro. Like, just imagine what that could be. Like I said, man, I think that I wouldn't trade Mosley as well. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it makes logical sense. But I do like the fact that we got two, you know what I'm saying? We got two really strong receivers. And that's why even if we kept Crowder, you know what I'm saying? And then also, man, we're going to draft a receiver in the draft. So I'm kind of excited about what we're looking at, what we're trying to do.
Right. But the real reason for my call was kind of a suggestion / request. So no offense to Pride Time or you, Tyson, but I think everyone calls into the show because of Tyrone. And
oh,
I know
I mean, you
constantly
– hey, listen,
damn.
Hey, bro.
I appreciate that because,
listen, man, even after the show, man, we got to negotiate my contract.
Jesus,
hey, say that
fuck
shit
it. I'm just going to hang
man,
up then. Why the hell am I even here then? Oh, fuck. I can just get some fucking sleep.
Recorded.
I don't give a shit.
I got love for you, too. But my question is, since Tyrone's only available on Tuesdays, have you ever considered switching the live stream and the call-in show for a Tuesday so everyone can meet Tyrone? Because there are a lot of
what
people
the
who
fuck
aren't
is
in the
going
New York.
On here now? Now we're
hey,
going to revamp our whole shit for Hollywood?
My nipples are going up, bro. Fuck this, bro. Like, listen. Nah, hey, listen,
this
bro.
This is
nah,
some
nah,
bullshit.
Listen, what are we doing here?
What the fuck are we
this
doing
This is some
here?
Fucking
now
nonsense,
why,
man.
Now I know why you didn't respond to me when I was putting that suggestion in the chat last night.
Bro, the chat was so crazy than last night. We didn't answer many chats at all last night. It was way too busy. But Primetime, you hear this horse shit?
What did I walk back into?
Give the fans what they want, man.
Is this what's been going on the last hour and a half?
They want Hollywood, baby. Hey, man, I ain't mad.
This is what happens when I'm
West.
Tyrone's ego grows even further. This is what happens.
This is some bullshit.
We can't afford him anymore.
I'm saying, I know.
We better enjoy it for the next few weeks.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen, bro, I'm telling you, you really can't, man, because Tyson, we're definitely talking after the show. Fuck this. I'm definitely asking for more money now. Believe that.
Oh, boy.
Believe
I started
that.
Trouble.
Dude, you know what, Tyrone, you know what really, the most really cool thing is? When you call me, I'm going to direct you to Carlos, and Carlos can start your podcast for you. You can just go right down that route. Take care. Okay, so Carlos, you better go get your sponsors for Tyrone's new podcast.
Okay. All right, guys, you have a good night.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
What the? He goes, this fucking guy.
He could have Liam make him an intro, too.
He goes, no disrespect to you and Kevin, but nobody really wants to talk to you guys. They want to talk to Tyrone. What the fuck? I'll just hang up and go to bed. Shit, it's 10 o'clock. I can get some extra sleep.
Hey, listen. Hey, Tyson.
Ain't this
Tyson.
Fucking shit, man.
Tyson, that
every fucking day somebody's
ball,
attacking
bro.
Us.
He definitely paid that guy.
Definitely.
Hey, Prime
There's
Time,
no doubt
how you
about
doing,
that.
Bro? What's up, Coach?
Hanging in there. I'm doing better tonight than I was doing last night, I'll tell you that. Calm
yeah,
down.
I heard, yo. Hey, listen, I haven't had a chance to listen to yesterday's show, but I'll probably listen to tomorrow. But I can't wait because Tyson told me y'all went at it for like 30 minutes. I can't wait to see that shit, bro. And then my
chaos.
Man Jose did my man. What day did Jose go after you, man? I saw my man Jose Twitter, yo.
Like,
yo
Jose roasted him last
Jose
night.
Comes at me
Jose,
for anything,
yo.
He
roasted the fuck out of him last night.
Yo. Yo,
we're going to go to JJ. JJ, what's up, man?
What's up,
yo,
JJ?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
How you doing, bro?
Well, I mean, JJ, we're not doing well at all. Tyrone's doing great because Kevin and I just got fired, apparently, so fuck.
No, you didn't get fired, man. Look, you got to do a Joe Douglas. Maybe you're going to have to negotiate that contract better. That's all we're talking about, man. Things crazy,
you know, you're like Yo. Jamal Adams to me, dude. I'm going to trade your fucking ass. I'm sending you to, like, the Jets Central or something.
Wow.
Dude, where are these fucking places to call?
Nah, I'm just saying, man. Like, you know, cut the check, baby. Nah, Jay, How you feeling with the move so far, man? What are you thinking, bro?
Man, honestly, it was a gut punch not getting Tooney or Lindsley, and then to find out we weren't even interested in Lindsley because we believe McGovern's going to be way better at center with the new offense. I mean, I got to see it to believe it. You know, he wasn't any good, you know, this past season at center. So I don't know. I would have definitely got Lindsley because it would have fixed two holes at once. if there's, you but, think there's on, any but, shot they go after our, yeah, what'd you say?
No, no, I know what you're saying. Do you think we go after a boy from Oakland? Nah, but what if Joe
yeah,
Douglas
you think
I hope so, bro. But what if Joe Douglas didn't value Lindsey that much over McGovern? But what if he what if he sees Hudson as being an upgrade over McGovern? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't think so just because he seems to be going for the guys that are younger, and Hudson's like, what, 4 or 5 years older? So I don't think he's going to have interest. I really don't. I hope he does. You know, it probably won't cost as much just because the age. I mean, he's still really effective. I was surprised when I saw that, but I would definitely go for him. And then you move McGovern to guard, so you're fixing two spots. So that's why I thought getting a big-time center, this would have been really huge, you know, even more than Tooney. I wanted Lindsey more than Tooney, to be honest. I really
yeah,
did.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
you could have did more with him. What do you think,
yeah,
Prime Time?
You know?
Well, I mean, if you were going to go after a center, why wouldn't you go after Lindsey? I mean, he was he clearly was a top five center that you could assign reasonable contract that he signed for 5 years. He's your guy for the next, you know, 4 to 5 years. I think it was 3 years guaranteed that he got. So, I mean, if you were going to go after a center, he was probably the guy. They didn't even pick up the phone to find out what he was going to get.
Yeah,
they had no interest in bringing him the center. So if they weren't going after him, why would they go after a guy in Hudson who's 31 years old? Clearly, they're okay with McGovern.
I mean, you think it'll probably be cheaper though, years wise and money wise, you know. So I think, you know, if he wants to go a little cheaper there, but the thing is that, you know, the thing is, you know, when you're trying to get these big players, as you know, who's gonna choose the Jets over playing, you know, blocking for Mahomes or, you know, they're just not gonna come here. You know, way better – or you could box for Herbert. You can't blame those guys, Tooney and Lindsey.
No, but hold on. I'm going to say this right here, man. I will say with the Kansas City, bro, I mean, I'd have chosen Kansas City of us too as well. That's just a smart move, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be competing for a championship every year. But I'm not putting the charges in any kind of – I'm not putting the charges that much better than us. I can't say that. I'm to be honest.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're going by quarterback, you're going to box for Herbert or Darnold or some rookie that you don't know if – they don't know if he's going to be any good. So you can't blame these guys. I'm not saying the charges are, you know, some great team yet.
They had just as many holes as we had. They just lost, you know, lost some offensive linemen.
Tyrone, you can't compare. I agree. Hold on. I agree with JJ 1,000%. If you're a player in offense right now, and the Chargers were Herbert or making a pitch for you, or you're going to say go to the Jets and Darnold or a rookie quarterback, you can't even compare the
that's
two.
That's why
it
would have been huge to get Watson and to do it before free agency, because then I could box for Watson. You know,
the game would have been different then. Oh, absolutely.
I'm going there. You know.
Give y'all credit on the quarterback situation, but the overall team-wise, I think the Chargers aren't that much better than us, you know what I'm saying, as for talent. Oh,
I
mean, they lost a lot,
that.
Man.
I disagree.
They lost a lot, though,
they lost
a lot.
What the fuck
are we doing here?
No way.
They lost a lot, bro. They lost a lot in this offseason, bro.
No, besides Henry, what else?
They got Keenan. What's the guy? They didn't lose two
a lot more than us. I mean, I don't know. They're definitely way better than us, man. I'm not saying they're a Super Bowl team yet. They're still a couple pieces away. You know, we got to fix the O-line more. But the
Prime
thing
time,
with
what
us,
are your,
too,
Prime
is
time,
like,
what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Prime Time, what are your thoughts? The Chargers have more talent than the Jets?
I'm with Tyrone on this one. I mean, the Chargers have more talent, but I don't think it's by a wide enough margin where, you know, teams are going to turn down more money from the Jets. I mean, if the contracts are equal, maybe
we
go to the Chargers.
We
definitely
overpay,
don't turn down an offer from the Chiefs.
Do.
I mean, the Chiefs are in a class all by themselves, you know. That's a chance, like Tyrone said, to, you know, play for a Super Bowl every year. But to say that there's such a wide gap in talent between the Chargers and the Jets, I don't think that's fair at all. And again, it comes down to the money. If you're willing to pay equal or even more, most guys are going to take more money. Let's be real. Most guys are taking more money. Unless the situation is so bad, and I don't think coming to play in New York is that bad of a situation, especially now. We got Saleh. It's not like we got Gase here anymore scaring players away. You have a legitimate players coach. You have a new foundation, new culture you're trying to set. You should be able to sell New York and sell a vision for players to come here. Why not?
Yeah, I get that. But, and then also, real quick, on, you know, because now that we didn't really get any of the, you know, the offensive lineman we want. Now in the draft, to me, like, it would have been big to fix the O-line, because then going into the draft, you could pick whoever you want, you know, at 23 and the early second-round pick. You could go receiver or, of course, a good corner falls. Now you almost have to take at least a guard and probably a center very early.
Why? I mean, dude, it's only 2 days, you know, of free agency.
But who,
like,
else
we
is
have
out
no
there
idea.
If not getting, like, Hudson? Who else, you know, there's not much
but
else.
Dude, there could be a shitload of players cut by tomorrow. Like, there's so many moves going on in the NFL right now. There's so much chaos and moves and trades and all this shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm not going to worry about the draft until, like, friggin' April, man. Like, let all the dust settle with all this shit.
Yeah, I hear you. I just want one of those guys so bad, especially Lindsley. You know, if we could get Hudson, I think that would really be big. I wish we could have got Samuel. I really wanted Samuel over Corey Davis. I like him. I feel like he's very, like,
still get him
boom or bust. I feel like he either has a great game or he has, like, a terrible game, Corey Davis. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like there's much middle ground.
Why can't you get Samuel now? You can still get him now.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I would love it. You still could. You're right. So where would you put Samuel? Because you got Crowder in the slot. Now you got Mims outside.
Crowder be gone.
And you got, you know. Yeah, Crowder will be gone, huh? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Right.
Then you save that $10 million, whatever money you sign Sammy for, you offset it there, and then you roll. 3 years younger and probably more explosive. So.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Have a good night, fellas.
You too.
Have a good night, bro.
Have a good night.
All right. So do you want to bring in Primetime's arch nemesis now?
Yes, sir, my guy. Yeah, can you cut him short last week?
I mean,
yes, sir.
Primetime, are you ready for this? Because he roasted you pretty good last week.
I'm probably not ready.
I mean, we'll tell him to keep it easy on you, because I know it gets. Yo, Jose, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
What's going on, bro? How you doing, Jose?
Hey, crazy. How you? What's up, man?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I feel better. To just got traded down to war and the defensive back.
Yeah, absolutely.
All I want to know. Let's get to the heat of the matter here. Are you prepared for Russell? Are you ready for Russell Wilson to leave your organization? He's leaving. He's gonna break your heart.
If it's to the Jets, then yes.
He's gonna be watching Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold will be a Seahawk.
If that happens, I'll bring every Seahawk thing I have. Anyway.
Jose, understand, man. Just, it's early, but I want you to just get used to it. I want you to say, Sam Darnold is my quarterback. Just start saying it, and it's going to happen soon. Just get ready for it.
Oh, man.
You're confusing.
No, I'm not confusing you. Your quarterback is leaving you, man. Russell Wilson is out. He's leaving, and Pete Carroll's going back to his USC roots. You're going to have the Golden Boy.
I would hate to see Sam Darnold leave. If he's a Seahawk and Jose's got to watch him for 16 games every year, I mean, that would be kind of funny to watch. I'm not going to lie. That would be a nice place for him to go. Him and Jamal reunited.
Guys.
Go ahead, Jose.
All right. So I agree with the caller from Canada about what he said about the rookie QB. Honestly, I have Zach Wilson fourth on my list behind Lawrence Fields and Lance. If Joe Douglas Fields, Zach Wilson is the answer. I'll go with it, but I just like those three guys as better options.
Jose, that's your best take since you've been calling into the show. Zach Wilson fourth on the quarterback board. I like that. I like that.
He's still better than Zach.
Well, let's not go there, but just keeping it with the rookie quarterback, right? Putting Trey Lance and Fields above Zach Wilson, I think that's a fair assessment. And not enough people are saying that. Come on, let's leave Sam out of this. We don't got to go back to Sam. Let's leave Sam alone for like 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's not my quarterback.
Oh.
That's a good question. I mean, we've all been talking about Richard Sherman, dude. We're talking about him. There's a lot of corners.
Yeah.
Jack Griffin got signed today. I mean, Brian Poole's still out there. There's a lot of guys still out there.
What are you talking about? Didn't they sign Justin Hardy today or whatever his name is? The special teams guy?
He's also
a corner?
He's a gunner.
He's a corner too, though, right?
He's played with the shit.
3-year deal, though. Got to be good.
I told you Chad Griffin was going to go to Jacksonville.
You know that one.
Yeah, that's his home. Hey. Contact.
What's up?
Yep.
I'm in a wheelchair, and I can throw a ball with more velocity than Sam.
Stop that. Come on. Everybody talking about Sam's velocity, like we don't know that his shoulder was fucked up last year. Nobody said a word about Sam's velocity in year one and year two.
My man holding that shit, bro. I'm in a wheelchair, and I got more velocity than Sam, bro. I'm done.
Jose probably reads defenses better, too.
Yeah. I don't see ghosts. I'm not Scooby-Doo.
You don't see ghosts.
I'm not Scooby-Doo. Jose, thanks
for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a good night, bro.
Okay, one more. Okay, one more.
I just came up with a new nickname for Sam. Shaggy. He looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Have a good night, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Good night, bro.
Have a good night, man.
Later, dude.
Bro.
So,
yo,
prime time, who's on your wish list as the team goes forward?
Well, I'd still like to see Sherman, again, just for the leadership perspective and just knowing Salah's defense. I'd like to see, you know, that just kind of finish off the defense. Offensively, I don't think you're going to see any more big splashes. I mean, I'd like to see a guy like Samuel or, you know, even Juju come in, play the slot, and swap out Crowder. But I don't even know if that's going to happen. I think they might just look to the draft for a receiver. But, yeah, I think they're going to add somebody at tight end. I keep bringing up Gerald Everett. I think he could be an option there. And then I think they're going to sign a running back, but, you know, not somebody relatively expensive. I don't think it's going to be Jamal Williams. I think it'll just be a 1 or 2 year flyer on somebody like, a Duke Johnson like we talked about, or a Jerick McKinnon or somebody like that. I'm curious real quick, though, what the thoughts of the callers were on the loss in signings and Corey Davis from earlier.
I mean, for the most part, everyone was happy. Everybody, I think everybody was upset that we didn't get Lindsey or we didn't get Thuny. Prime time, let me ask you a question, man, in regards to that, man. What do you see Jody doing for guard-wise? I mean, because there's a lot of good guys still out there. So what's a guy that could come in and be an upgrade to what we had last year if they plan on keeping McGovern at center?
Yeah, if you're keeping McGovern at center, again, you know, the two names I keep bringing up, Trey Turner, Gabe Jackson, I think both of those guys are immediate upgrades. I don't know if those guys are, you know, legitimate options for the next 3 to 4 years, but you could probably sign those guys on one or two-year contracts, and you'd be comfortable with them starting. But I still think the plan is probably now to kind of shift and build towards the draft. It's not that I don't like, you know, plenty of the options that we've been talking about, you know, guys like Creed Humphrey and Landon Dickerson and Wyatt Davis. Like, there's a whole bunch of names out there, guys that are going to go towards the end of the first round, round two, maybe even into round three. So it's not like you can't get some guys there, you know, and kind of groom them towards starting positions in the future. I just didn't want to have to plug and play those guys right away. You know, for me, the quarterback position is way too important, whether it's Sam or whether it's a rookie. Give me the known commodity, especially next to Mekhi Becton, the best player that you could get. And so just kind of hearing some of the reports from Connor Hughes that, you know, I guess they kind of took themselves out of the running kind of early on, realizing that he was going to KC. That was a little disappointing. I would have liked to have seen the Jets just kind of up their offer, stay in it to the end, give him at least something, you know, to think about. And if he turns you down, he turns you down. But, you know, kind of not going the extra mile there and, you know, doing, or at least not even picking up the phone call for Lindsley, that was a little bit surprising. But, you know, it's not that I'm not happy with, you know, the signings that they did get. But the guys they did get, let's be honest, they're guys that are, you know, we're betting on the high upside. As far as production goes,
yes,
I mean, I love Carl Lawson. I love all the numbers on him, you know, the next-gen stats, you know, his get-up off the line of scrimmage, the pressures, the hurries. If he's got 5.5 sacks next year as a $15 million a year player, we're going to be pretty pissed off about that. And, you know, Corey Davis,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I think he started to come into his own last year, started to look a little bit like a number one wideout. But he still hasn't had a, you know, 1,000-yard season next year, or, you know, in his first 4 years. So if he doesn't do that next year, you know, there's going to be some rumblings about him too. So, you know, we're betting on some young players that are starting to come into their own. And the one thing that I think you could really like about it is that you now have a coaching staff. You have a coaching staff that you believe in. It's going to put these guys in the right position to succeed. So from that perspective, you know, what's not to like, I guess. And it's only a 3-year deal.
Hey, Prof. Do you see the Jets add another pass rusher with all these good guys still being available and still having all this cap money?
I don't think through free agency. I think they'll add somebody in the draft, you know, maybe you know, a second or third rounder, but I don't think they're going to spend any more money on the pass rush.
And what if we grabbed a guard and then grab somebody like Watt, the kid out of Ohio, and, you know, maybe if he lasts, you know, maybe – our second pick in the second, I mean, first round, or our first pick in the second round. What do we grab a guy like that? That guy right there is ought to be a plug and play type guy if he lasts that long, which I don't think he will. But if he does, I'm just saying, what are your thoughts on something like that? Would that solidify our line? We grab one of the guys you were speaking of.
I don't think it would solidify it, but, you know, you're giving yourself some depth. You're giving yourself some options. And you want to have some competition there. And I think it's no secret they're going to add some guys in the draft. I just didn't want there to be pressure on that guy to start from day one. It's not that he can't. I think they're going to bring in some veterans for competition. I don't think it's crazy now, and I think it would have been crazy to say this a month ago. I don't know if it's completely crazy to think that Alex Lewis or Van Roten might not be back on, you know, a reduced contract or something like that just because they've been
there.
And
I hope
and I mean, I don't know what the numbers are going to be for guys like I said, like Abe Jackson or Trey Turner, what they're going to come in at. But, you know, if you're looking at a stopgap, just somebody that you want to, you know, compete for a year, you know, maybe you do think that that's the best option to compete with a rookie. I don't really know, but
I think
if you trade down from two and you don't drop back too far, you can still get Sewell, plug him in at right tackle.
Yeah, but I hope that Alex Lewis and Van Roten ain't back next year. I really do. Let me ask you one more question, Prop Time. So, what do you think Joe Douglas will be really busy in the second wave of free agency? I think once all the dust settles, because it's gonna be a lot of good players still out there. It's a lot of good players still to be cut. So, I think that, you know, I want to get your opinion on that. You know what I'm saying? Give everybody a prime time breakdown of what you're thinking about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be busy, but, I mean, not, you know, he's not going to be going crazy, I think, giving out big contracts. I think the only other potential big contracts he might give out, like we talked about, is to, you know, a slot receiver like Samuel or Juju, and that would be at the expense of Crowder. Other than that, I think it's going to be a lot of these, you know, 1 or 2 year contracts, relatively low risk, you know, kind of, you know, betting on some guys that didn't get what they wanted in that first wave. I don't think they're going to add another pass rusher, but again, you know, we are shifting to a 4-3. Who knows, you know, what Salah needs or, you know, what their view of the pass rushers are in this draft. Maybe the focus is going to be wide receivers, O-line, running backs in the draft, and they do spend a little bit more on the defense right now, and they target, you know, Richard Sherman and another pass rusher. So I think there's a lot of ways they can go about it. I mean, it'll be interesting.
And how do we think, one last thing, and I'll let Tyson take over, but what about cornerback and what about safety?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Marcus May's coming back, at least for another year.
Oh, we
it'll
know,
be interesting
we know.
If they can work out a long-term deal with him. But I think at least for another year, he's going to be back, and I'm sure they're going to give Ashton Davis a chance to start. Maybe you draft a kid, you know, towards the latter portions of, you know, round four or round five, something like that. Just, you know, a late round flyer, somebody to compete, another body. But yeah, for corner, I like Bryce Hall. I like Wes Austin. I know some people think that, you know, with the new defensive scheme that those guys might kind of do a little bit better here than under Greg Williams. And if you add a guy like Sherman, a veteran who actually knows the system and can kind of, you know, put them under his wing, I think that would help too. Just a matter of, I guess, what he wants to do for the end of his career. Does he want to go out a Jet as part of a rebuild, or, you know, does he want to go somewhere else and try to win now? And how much money is he looking for also?
What about Neil? I guess Neil from Atlanta. I know I've been hearing a lot of his name being kicked around with us. What do you think about bringing a guy like that? Play with Marcus May in college. So
you're gonna have him and May. I mean, I don't know if they would spend that much on safety. I don't know how much he would, you know, how much he would command.
How much could he require? You know, he's been hurt the last 3 years. You know, say I don't think he's really played a full season.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, I mean, and again, I understand, you know, he's played with May, you got the chemistry to, you know, kind of factor in there. But for me, if you're going with a guy that's been injured, you know, taking a chance on, you know, somebody with some high upside, I'm looking at Malik Hooker. I don't know if anything's happened with him.
Absolutely.
I haven't heard his name at all. That was the guy that we were talking about right there with Jamal Adams, you know,
exactly,
coming out of the draft. And
he's a ball hawk
when he's on the field. He just hasn't been on the field, so.
But how would you employ him and May at the same time? Because I don't think May can really be that box strong safety that we need. I think he's better as a free safety. So, you know what I'm saying, Malik's definitely going to be a free safety because he's a ball hawk. So, you know,
yeah,
that kind of, you know,
I,
but I
yeah,
definitely.
I think May's better as a free safety, but I don't think he can't do the box safety role. I think we kind of saw it earlier in the year, you know, for the first couple of games, and then he was asked to, you know, kind of go back to his role from the year prior. But I think he can do it, you know, if he's asked to do it a little bit more. It's not like, you know, him and Hooker couldn't be kind of interchangeable a little bit.
Yeah,
and you got
to
ask him
too. Hey, bro, listen, you know, I always thought a lot of Hooker. I just thought this kid was really just a straight cornerback playing safety, bro. Like, you know what I mean? But he's, like you said, he just can't stay healthy as well. I was looking at Neil just because of his physicality. But like I say, man, this guy had two severe knee injuries, I'm not mistaken. So it's kind of scary with somebody like that.
Yep, no doubt.
Tyson. Yeah,
I mean, what am I gonna do? You guys are sitting having a conversation. I'm just fucking eating popcorn.
Nah, man. You know, well, like I said, man, I'm excited about what we're doing so far, man. I don't know. Everyone's been, you know, down, and I was worried the first 3 hours, but I knew that, you know, something good was going to happen. So, I mean, like I said, we're just building pizza and we bringing in young guys. All these guys, I think our team is averaging, 26 years old right now? So
did you say building
the
pizza
league,
or
man?
Building pieces? Did you say pizza or pizzas?
I said pieces.
I said pieces.
I thought you said pizza.
Whatever, coach. Coach prime time.
So, Tyrone, as we wrap this up, man, what are your parting shots to everybody?
First of all, I want to say, you know, everybody be safe. Love you guys. You know, definitely just be patient with free agency, man. Let's just be happy. Let's see what happens, man. We got a long way to go. September's a long way away. And thank you, Carlos, because me and Tyson will be talking later on about my up funds.
Well, this
for
could
the
be
show.
This
appreciate
could be your,
it,
wait, if your demands are going up, this could be your last show. So may as well say farewell to everybody.
I mean,
you might as well say goodbye.
I just want to say it's been nice being on the show. You know, hopefully I'll be back next Tuesday.
It's been real.
We just don't know. It's been lovely.
Prime time, your thoughts?
Cautiously optimistic, you know, at least a little bit more so than last night. No, I mean, listen, I'm still aggravated that, you know, we didn't get, you know, one of the two offensive linemen that we've been talking about for months. That should have been the priority for me. I would have liked to have seen Joe Douglas be a little bit more aggressive with that, so I'm not going to hide the fact that I'm angry about that. But I do kind of like the direction that they've gone in, you know, signing some of these young players that do have high upside. Now it's just a matter of whether or not they can stay on the field and live up to those expectations. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm not overly giddy right now about anything that Joe Douglas has done. There's still a lot of work to be done. I get it. We have the draft. There's still plenty of money left to be spent. So I'm hoping we can solidify this O-line, trade down, build this team around Sam.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate all the support. Instagram, Twitter, at Talk Jets Radio. YouTube, Let's Talk Jets Radio. News, the Patriots, David Andrews is a free agent now. The center from the Patriots is hitting free agency. They cannot re-sign him. They're not re-signing him. Another interesting center on the market. We will be live, I don't know, maybe tomorrow night if Primetime wants to, or Friday or whatever, but stay tuned. We'll be keep very active. And that's it.
Yeah, I'm
relax. And we'll just enjoy life, people. It's short. Don't get angry yet. Wait till like late August. Then start panicking. And we'll talk to you then. See you guys later, man.
Good night.
All right, bro. Have a good night, man. All right, God.
Welcome to Let's Talk Jets Radio.